Hello, this is Ligia Huben. Welcome to Transforming Grief, a place of love where we come together with an open mind and open heart. In this episode, we will expand in the concept of transformation because we know we can use that word in so many contexts. This podcast actually is called Transforming Grief. And I want to explore with you how can we engage in that process? How can we make it possible using a methodology that I created, the 11 Principles of Transformation? I want to share with you how we can do it one principle at a time. When I wrote my first book, Transform Your Loss, Your Guide to Strength and Hope, I remember that, you know, when you write a book, generally they invite you to go to the radio, to a TV, you know, to have interviews and talk about your book. And I remember that it was so common that people would ask me, Ligia, why did you call your book Transform Your Loss instead of calling it Transform Your Life? And I understood what they meant, obviously. And I said, well, the thing is that as you transform your loss, you transform your life, because that's my motto, no? And I also told them that my purpose, my intention is to give the loss, the grief, a place in our lives, in our vocabulary even, because many times we avoid even talking about it. And if I want to be transparent, if I want to be open with the topic of grief and loss, I may as well, you know, call the book Transform Your Loss, because that is my message, that we are able to transform our loss. And many times we may be hesitant and wonder, is it possible actually to transform a loss? I want to share with you a quote from Lisa M. Shulman. She is a neurologist and she is the author of the book Before and After Loss, a neurologist's perspective on loss, grief, and our brain. In this book, which is an amazing book, she shares her story of how she lost her husband, who was also a neurologist. So she talks about the concept of grief and loss under the perspective of a widow and also of a neurologist. So I highly recommend this book. And in this book, she says what follows. Healing involves, and in this context, she's talking about trauma, a traumatic loss, okay? And she says this, healing involves transforming traumatic memories into less emotionally charged memories, so that we are able to transform even traumatic losses. And that is also a concept that was actually introduced as PTD by Calhoun and Tedeschi. These scholars created this, which is known as post-traumatic growth. Post-traumatic growth, meaning that yes, it is possible for us to transform a loss into growth. It depends on what we do with that. So I wanted to bring to your awareness the possibility of transformation, even in times of traumatic loss. And taking that into account, I want to share with you the methodology that I created and was introduced in my book, that I mentioned before, Transform Your Loss, Your Guide to Strength and Hope. I dedicated this book to the memory of my father, whom I lost when I was 12 years old. And Because of this loss, inspired by this loss, I eventually, you know, studied psychology, loss and healing, grief, thanatology, because I wanted to be able to accompany the griever, and to remind them of the resources they have inside, because you have amazing resources inside. I have amazing resources to help us transform that grief, transform that loss into something special to honor our loved ones even. And now, when I'm talking about loss, you know, losses are many transitions we face in life, not only the loss of a loved one because of death, but we may encounter other losses such as divorce, loss of health, loss of hope, loss of a job, different types of losses that may cause grief in ourselves. So the principles that I'm going to share with you, they can be applied to any of these losses. And knowing that grief is unique, as we say it, yes, grief is unique. However, there are different models of grief that can help us navigate the journey, navigate to transit this process. So it is my intention that as I share this methodology with you, you can take something and it can help you in your own process. What I'll be doing is I will be translating, because this definition, this synopsis, if you will, is taken from my latest book that is in Spanish, Déjame Vivir Mi Duelo y Sanar de Adentro Hacia Afuera. Allow me to live my grief and heal from the inside out. So this is taken from that book, and I will be reading principle by principle so you can have an idea of what these are and how you can apply them into your own process. The first principle is accept your loss. And this is the first step of our journey. And I understand that it is not easy to accept the reality of what has happened. However, contrary of this is denial, which makes us stay stuck. And if we stay stuck in that space, it will be very difficult to continue with our journey with peace in our hearts. The second principle is live your grief. In this case, I mentioned that this principle is basically the topic of my latest book in Spanish, Allow Me to Grief, you know, Allow Me to Live My Grief, because it is important that we face our grief, that we confront the pain we feel in our hearts, that we validate our emotions, because instead of ignoring them, it's better to process them, to process each emotion we experience. Because as we continue recognizing it and we make them ours, like the emotions themselves, then we can just release them, or at least we can ameliorate the pain we feel in our hearts. The third principle is develop your spiritual dimension. As human beings, we all have a spiritual aspect in us, and this is what helps us connect with our essence through tools that eventually I discuss in the book. The fourth principle, express your feelings. I consider that it is extremely important to express how we really feel, because we want to connect with our hearts. Every single emotion has a place in our lives. The most important thing is to learn how to handle them. Fifth principle, share with others. We all have a story. We all have a story. And in this principle invites us to share our story with other people. We are all social beings, And it is beautiful to establish significant connections with others, even through pain. Because when we share our pain, it feels lighter. Sixth principle, take care of yourself. To take care of ourselves doesn't mean that we are selfish. No, it is a responsibility because it is something that is under our control and can make a huge difference as we live a loss. We can take care of ourselves in different ways and in all areas of our lives. Seventh principle, elaborate rituals, do rituals. If you like rituals, in that book, the book I'm talking about, we elaborate on that. Because when we creating a ritual is to perform an action that has significance to us, that has meaning. And at the same time, it can help us to give meaning to that person, what we are commemorating as we suffer that loss. Because when we do rituals, they help us connect with our inner self in a very special way. Eighth principle, live the present, live the now. The actual moment is the only thing we have. Sometimes we may stay stuck in the past, or we may be filled with fear and worry when we think about the future, which we do not know. The only thing we have, we know for sure what's going on, is just now. Let's live it with our hearts. Ninth principle, modify your thoughts. Our mind, it's an amazing tool. And if we know how to use it, it can make a difference. As we confront a loss, it can totally make a difference on how we're going to live it and eventually transform it. 10th principle, rebuild your world. After suffering a loss, a world can shatter. It depends on us if we stay there or if we build little by little, if we build it little by little, so it can be, we can create an existence, a life filled with meaning and purpose. 11th principle, visualize the life you want. This is the last step in your process of transformation. After we have rebuilt a world and have integrated the loss in that world, we can visualize how we want to continue living, because there we have the power. We can visualize the life we want to have after transforming our loss. So this is the methodology that I created and that I offer it in so many ways, because I love my principles. I am so touched in my heart after receiving so many comments, not of people after coming to the seminars and using these principles even with their clients, because actually I traveled nationwide for 5 years offering this seminar based on the principles to PESI, which is an organization that offers continuing education credits to mental health professionals, to psychologists, counselors, social workers, and they use the principles, some of them use the principles with their clients. And I have received emails, texts, you know, saying, or calls even saying, Ligia, I'm using your principles. I am helping my clients through that system. And I am so touched by that, because that's where my heart is. So I offer it seminars in one-on-one working with my clients. And that is, of course, like a 12 weeks program. And also it is offered actually as an online program. The program is called The 11 Principles to Transform Grief and Loss. So my heart is there and I wanted to share them with you because if you can take something out of this, if you can take some aspects of what I'm telling you, what I have shared with you through the principles, and you can apply it to your loss and you are able to transform it, it would make such a beautiful difference in my life as well. I send you a hug, remembering that love is eternal.